flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time to wake up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
The Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, it's beautiful. Thank you, Filmo Mike. It is Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky. And if you're just waking up, you're just tuning in, you're just finding out everything. Listen, there's a lot happening right now. First of all, shout out Bonte Hill. He is no longer part of the Morning Roast, but he still is a part of the 95.7 The Game family. So if you're waking up saying, new open, who's this guy Spadoni? Who is this? What? Huh? Don't worry. Bonte's going to be joining us, Joe Shasky, Joe Spadoni, every Friday, 9 a.m. Bonte will be here. He'll be a part of the station. You'll see him at the summits. He's still a part of us. He's taking an expanded role with NBC, and we're so damn happy for him, for this new chapter for him. All right? And if you're worried about me, you're just like, I don't know about the Spadoni guy. Don't be a stranger. Dip your toe in. You don't have to take a whole cannonball. All right? And if you're a roaster, you know me. If you're a pre-gamer, you know me. And we're going to have a lot of fun here. We've been having a blast. It's a fast 2 hours, Joe Shasky, because the sports landscape has just been shifted. Not just the NBA, the entire sporting world. We had Adam Schefter having think pieces on it from the NFL. Oh, by the way, the Super Bowl is also this Sunday, and we got Jerry Rice joining us here in about 25 minutes to preview that, to discuss this Luka Doncic to the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis to the Dallas Mavericks. Zach LaVine is now a Sacramento King. De'Aaron Fox is a San Antonio Spur. Wow, what a weekend. Oh, and by the way, we have a chance to play at Chase Center with the knockout tournament. We're going to give out a keyword in the next 10 minutes for that. So a lot's happening, Joe, and good morning to you.
All right, let's Saturday night, I'm out at the crab feed, and we're hanging out. All the girls are dancing. My wife and my niece and my aunt and her aunt, they're all dancing on the dance floor. And my nephew, Kieran, goes to me, goes, wow, Luka Doncic just got traded to the Lakers. I'm like, well, you got ball sack sports, you know, where the fake internet account that gets me every time.
Butt crack sports.
Whatever it is.
No, both of them are true.
They're ball, okay, whatever. They're
NBA,
the same thing.
NBA Centel.
And then, exactly. And then he like shows me this screenshot that totally looks fake. And I'm like, there's no way that happened. So what do? I go to my phone. I start searching and looking. And I go, oh my God, Shams is saying this is real. What? And a million thoughts went through my head. And like, and number one, like, are the Warriors in on this? Like, is there anything that like, why weren't we in on AD? Why weren't we in on Luka? Like, wow, this is crazy. I was in shock. And then denial. Like, there's no way this is real. And then as the weekend progressed, I'm seeing De'Aaron Fox goes to the Spurs and it's a three-team deal. And the guy we've been kind of linked to, Zach LaVine, goes to the Kings. And the Bulls kind of get nothing out of the deal. It's basically just like a salary dump. Wow. And then the twisting of the knife, not that I wanted, you know, Jimmy Butler, but like, hey, I'll take him at this point. He says no to you. All I kept thinking about last night, nobody wants any of the parts that the Warriors have. And the Warriors spent the last 2 years thumbing their nose down at not giving up stuff that they had, saying, no, this guy's untouchable. No, that's too many picks. No, that guy's untouchable. Gotta play with these guys. And all I kept thinking was, you've built a roster with a bunch of guys no one else in the league wants. We don't have the ammunition to get Luka. We don't have the ammunition to get AD. We don't even have the ammunition to get a salary dump in Zach LaVine. Damn, that stings.
At one point in this season, Joe Shasky, we were talking about trading for Giannis. How far away does that feel like? At one point in the season, we had an entire show saying, you know what? The Bucks are not very good. You know, Doc Rivers, his days are numbered. Let's go get Giannis. We're 12-3. Let's go get him. That seems like 2 years ago at this point.
Makes me sad.
And now, if you're a Warriors fan, there is no other option right now other than taking a risk at this point, because you can't do nothing if you're Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob. Doing nothing is unacceptable if I'm a fan right now. Just judging what I've seen this weekend from the Lakers, from the Mavericks, from the Bulls, say what you will, they made a move. Was it a good move? No. And I'm not saying just to make a move to make a move, but you have to have some sort of an improvement at this deadline. If it's Nikola Vucevic, okay. Am I satisfied with that? No. They did something. They did something to improve their roster.
That's like getting Shea Hillebrand at the deadline if you're the Giants.
Well, come on. I mean, Vucevic has at least been an all-star at some point, right? Okay, like, come on.
Vucevic is 34.
Yes, it's not a sexy move, but it's a move that can improve the team right now. And there's going to be some mixing and matching here in the standings coming up. Are the Lakers going to take a step back? Are the Spurs going to take a step forward? Are the Kings going to take a step back? So there's still something that's going to happen. What do the Suns do? Like, the NBA is going to dominate the week of the Super Bowl with this trade deadline. Like, don't get it twisted. The NBA and Adam Silver, they could not be happier with how things went down over this weekend. And talking about sticking your nose up and sticking your thumb up at everyone, they're doing that to Roger Goodell, who's just been dominating their league for the last decade plus. That is the NFL. And by the way, shout out to those watching on YouTube. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube, all powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, Joe Shasky, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer. And again, we've been talking about it. Would you have traded Stephen Curry for Luka Doncic? Would you have done that deal, Warriors fans? Dave, Sam, Chris, KC, we'll get to you in a second.
But I think, like, just take Steph off the board here. Like, we all know how great Steph is, and he's appreciated around the league. When the San Francisco Giants got into their, what I call the Giant Zone, it was, oh, we're going to make a trade for this guy, and it never materialized. Oh, we're going to sign this guy in the offseason. Oh, we're linked to that guy. Oh, we're in the running for this guy. And they just kept striking out.
Feels Giants-y.
Simultaneously, they viewed mediocre to above average players on their own roster higher internally than the rest of the league viewed them. And I look at the Warriors and I ask myself, do the Warriors value Wiggins more than the rest of the league values Wiggins? Probably. Do the Warriors value Draymond Green more than the rest of the league values Draymond Green? Probably. Do the Warriors value Jonathan Kuminga and Pods and Moody and whoever you want to throw in there more than the rest of the league does? Probably. Yeah, you're dealing from a disadvantage all the time then, because you view your people unrealistic to how others view you. And so all these trades are going to be, oh, it's too rich, it's too rich. It's like, no, no. The league is telling you that you're overvaluing a lot of guys on your team.
Scared money don't make money, Joe Shasta. You got to be risky somewhat.
Am I wrong,
if you, well, no, you're not. If you're afraid to do a risk, too, you're never going to move forward in the NBA.
The most risky thing the Warriors have ever done, well, two of them, and it spurned why they became good. They swung big for David Lee, who was an average to above average player, who was, you know, had a career year in New York, came to the Warriors, and he was good for the Warriors. That was a big deal. Mm-hmm. Okay. They traded a lot to get him. It kind of started the legitimacy of where they're at. And the other one was trading Monte Ellis for a hurt Andrew Bogut and going all in on what they had. You don't become where you are today without those risky moves. And it just feels like they're very risk averse right now. And that's the worst spot to be in as a sports team.
We have a poll up on Twitter right now, at 957 The Game on Twitter. Would you have traded Steph if the Mavs had said yes? Hell no is at 62%, and yes is at 38%. So 60-40.
You know, closer than I thought it would be.
A lot closer than I thought it would be. I think a lot of people are feeling some type of way about this, and this trade in particular, because of the brand that is Los Angeles. Like, LeBron and Luka are together now. If they weren't already hated prior to that, they are extremely more hated or loved, depending if you like Luka as a player.
I should be so much more happy that Anthony Davis isn't a Laker anymore. Yeah. And this is one of the few guys in the league where I'm like, damn it. He's that good.
About four more minutes here. 4 minutes. I'm going to give you the key word for the knockout tournament. 4 minutes. Stay locked in. I'm going to give you the key word to play knockout at Chase Center. Dave, San Francisco. You've been holding on,
hey,
buddy.
Dave.
What's going on, Dave? You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
Good morning, fellas. Spadoni, welcome.
Appreciate you.
Got a little two-parter here. No hard strings attached. Absolutely, I would trade Steph. Because I'd go all in on my future and have a nice backcourt with Moody, Luka, Kuminga. I think he could unlock Kuminga. What he's doing for PJ over there with the Mavs, he's unlocked him. And just a simple fact, he's 25, and I would have the next decade. And Steph would be basically gone in the next 2 years, no matter what you put next to him. So, yes, if I was an owner, if I was Lakers, yep. I'd do it because I could market him as well to the international audience and still win on the court. My second part is, I was going to say going all in on LeBron, but Chasky brought up a good point that I think we've all overvalued a lot of our players, and I think the league is also saying, like, you know what, let's stick it to the Warriors and not give them anything because they've just dominated for the last decade or so.
You know, it's an interesting point you bring up because, like, Wiggins on the Warriors is their second best player. Everyone else in the league is like, yeah, we want him to be our third or fourth or fifth best player, right? Like if yes. Boston was acquiring Andrew Wiggins, there's not even at minimum he's their fourth best player.
Yeah,
because they view Derek White a certain way, like they love
him. I was looking at who's my
Porzingis?
Other guy. No, my guy who was just on the Olympic team. He just went Drew Holiday. I actually view him as more valuable.
Skipped on Drew. But you get where I'm going? Yeah. Like, no, that's a championship team. So let's level down a couple. Like, okay, the Lakers, if they acquire Andrew Wiggins when they had 80, at minimum, he's their third or fourth best player.
Yeah, him or Reeves. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the Warriors roster is so down bad right now. Their second best player is viewed by pretty much the half of the league going upward as he would be our third or fourth best. That's what ideally he would slot in as our third or fourth best player. Like, and now do the Draymond thing. Some Warrior fans think Draymond's the second most important Warrior. Go around the league. There's no good team that's like, Draymond's our second best player. Draymond's our third best. He's their fourth or fifth best player. That's how they would view it when it comes to roster construction. You have to acknowledge where you're at. And I think that when they make all these deals, they're dealing from a disproportionate reality.
Dave in San Francisco brought up LeBron James. Stephen A. Smith brought up LeBron James this morning as a possible guy who could get traded at the deadline.
I go to Rich Paul and I tell him I will waive my no trade clause for one of two teams. It will either be to join Steph Curry in Golden State or to go to New York with the Knicks. One of the two. If I'm LeBron James, I either use that as an option or I go to Golden State and I join Steph Curry. And I go out with the greatest shooter God has ever created.
You do that now, Warriors fans. If you talked yourselves back in to trying to trade for one LeBron James and Stephen Curry, like, come on. How fun was the Olympics, guys?
Come on,
fun was the Olympics?
Do I get Bronny?
Well, you'd have to take Bronny, right? Hey, and I could sell it too. It's a quick flight. Still live in Los Angeles, right? Go see Bryce's games on the weekends. Why not? Right?
If you paired up LeBron and Steph, that's something.
That's something.
I know a lot of people are like, no. Like, look where we're at. Like, we're disappointed we didn't get Jimmy Butler and Zach LaVine. That's a sad sentence I just said. And I am disappointed. Like, I'm begging for the Zion swing. Literally. That's like going into like, I'm seriously, I have a better shot of hitting the, what do they call that thing when you have a birthday party and you put it?
Pinata?
The pinata. I have a better shot of hitting the pinata after being spun around 10 times blindfolded than Zion being healthy for 70 games of an 82-game season.
I remember LJ's birthday party. They had a pinata. Some of those kids, oh my God.
Healthy swings.
There is nothing scarier than a pinata with a bunch of kids. And I think we used to use the metal bat back in the day and give it to the big kids.
I was a little scared using the metal bat.
You were scared to use the metal bat. Someone's gonna
also, we were breaking a 49er helmet guy, and everyone's like, why are we beating up the 49ers? And I was like, what am I going to get, a cowboy pinata? It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, it looked like the 49ers this season, battered, bruised, and broken. Hey, it's that time, guys. It's that time. Keyword, knockout tournament. You want to go shoot some hoops at Chase Center? You better pay attention right now, because I'm about to give you the keyword. Wait for it. The keyword is Luka. You hear that? The keyword to qualify for the knockout tournament, Luka. Listen, between 8:30 and 9, after the Jerry Rice interview, next segment, you're going to hear a sounder. Do you have that sounder, Carter? Play it. When you hear that, you got to be the first to call in and give the keyword I just gave, Luka, and you will be on your way to Chase Center to play in the 95-7 The Game knockout tournament. Guys is dominating. Guys is dominating our airwaves. Luka, and you said it. When you go by a first name, you've made it.
Of course.
And we're never going to go by our first names because it's the most common first name in the history of ever. It's literally called Average Joe.
Well, the timeout, okay?
Yeah,
Joseph was also the father of Jesus. So
his stepdad doesn't really count. His stepdad, I mean, come on.
And there's only one Joe, and his name's Joe Montana.
Okay, well, Joe Namath. Right.
No one says, you know, Joe Willie Namath. It's Joe Cool, Joe Montana.
Oh, Joe DiMaggio.
No, Jolton Joe is a classic. Love Jolton Joe.
Okay, so there you go.
Martinez, California, stand up.
But you go by Shasky, you go by Spadoni.
Yeah.
That's, there you go.
Well, also, we had like 10 Joes in my family.
Yeah.
So there was Big Joe, who was shorter than me. That's my dad. There was Little Joe. There was Grandpa Joe. There was Joey, my cousin. Little Joey, who's Little Joey's son.
Sure.
It's a lot of them.
No, there's a lot. Well, you used to, at this station alone, I think we had 5 or 6 Joes that just worked at 95.7 or the cluster itself. There was Joe Fortenbaugh. There was Joe Shasky. There was Joe Spadoni. There's Joe Sherry.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Joe Hawks walking around here. There's like 5 of them right there. Let's go out to Sammy. He's out in Walnut Creek. He wants to join in the conversation. Would you have traded Stephen Curry for one Luka Doncic? What's up, Sam? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Oh, content galore, Sam.
Man, the magic word is Luka. There you go. I just wanted to say, you know, like, I thought the Warriors would have, you know, like maybe surround Curry with some actual talent. But, you know, I'm really frustrated with the GMs in the front office. They're absolutely lazy, man. Like, I mean, we could have got rid of Wiggins, Kuminga. They're collecting dust. They ain't doing nothing, brother. You know, I'm just kind of frustrated. Like, why is LeBron getting Luka and getting another all-star around him while we could have had, you know, a few other players around Curry? That's all I have to say, man. So
I appreciate it. That's Sam Walnut Creek. He's frustrated. I hear it. I hear it in his voice, the frustration levels. And listen, I'm not going to be all sunshine and rainbows, but I will say this. The week is not over. Something could still happen. As it stands right now, though, on Monday, February 3rd, 2025, the year of our Lord, at 8:19 a.m., you don't feel good about the future of this team or the current roster on
Everyone
this team right now.
Around you is getting better.
Everyone. Except for the
Bulls.
Not
just for the now, but for the future.
Yeah. So, make a move, Mike Dunleavy. Is it LeBron? Is it Zion? Is it a Vucevic? Is it something? You can't do nothing. That much I do know. This whole stand pat and just hang around, that can't happen. Cam Johnson, call him up. Brooklyn, what do you want for Cam Johnson? You have to do something right now, Joe Shasky.
Johnson.
Like, that's... Oof. Yeah, that's a good name, right?
No, I know. He's a good player, but
he's
like...
He's a good player?
He's not changing the... Your, like, okay.
You're not getting Luka Doncic.
Look, Thrive City. Let's imagine Thrive City, okay? Right before a game.
Sure.
Who are you here to see? Cam Johnson! No, no one has ever uttered that sentence. And I'm not trying to rip Cam Johnson, but like, that's the problem with where the Warriors are at, is like... Are we trying to just get a little better for this year? Or are we trying to find the next guy to hand the baton to?
This might be the biggest week in Mike Dunleavy's tenure as Golden State Warriors GM. Like, this might be the biggest week for him to get a deal done or do something. Because right now, he is known as the guy that extended Draymond Green and got rid of Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. That's kind of what he's known
for. And then let the Chris Paul... contract expire and got nothing out of it. And then, let's not forget, stapled a first-round pick to the Jordan Poole deal.
And it hasn't looked great. Like, I would love to have Jordan Poole on this team right now. Like, I would love to have... For everything you just didn't say about Cam Johnson, I could say the opposite for Jordan Poole and his Q rating. I think we undervalued just how important he was and how loved he was by the Warriors fan base, the pool party aspect, all of it. We loved having him on here when he joined us at the start of the season. We loved Jordan Poole. Until, you know, you hate to go Hawaiian, you bring up the punch. That happened. And the rest is history. And, you know, I kind of dabbled with trade scenarios with the Lakers and the Warriors over the weekend. Because I think there's a guy in the Lakers right now that they didn't give up, but his days could be numbered just given his status on the team and what he does in relation to Luka Doncic. I'd call up and see if Austin Reeves is available. He's having a hell of a year. He's having a borderline all-star season. He's young. He hits the three-point shot.
I like him.
He's not going to play great defense, but he is tall.
So he fits in.
Exactly. Why not try to get a guy like that? Someone, like, for as much as you hate the Vucevic thing because he's older and I get that, get someone young.
It's not that I hate the Vucevic
thing. Sorry, is that strong? But it doesn't do much for you.
It's a nice addition to be what? The 10th seed?
You're the 11th seed
right
now.
That's not all in. Like, again, it's, to me as a Warrior fan, it's one of two things. I'm all in on Steph, and I'm open to anything that's mega, that's big, that can get us to where we need to go. Or it's like, dude, sell off these parts and just start tanking.
Well, let's see.
Not including Steph.
Well, hopefully we get Kuminga back here in a couple weeks.
Take a direction.
Well, you get Kuminga back. Let me tell you this. You get Kuminga back in a couple weeks. Uh-huh. He was amazing. Yes, you're going to get Draymond Green back. There's going to be a transitional period. They're going to have to get readjusted. And maybe it doesn't work. Or maybe it does. They pick up where they left off. Pajemski's been playing a lot better, a lot more confidence. You add Vucevic. Maybe you win and go on a little bit of a run. Maybe you get to the sixth seed. And then you're a playoff team.
That has been the mantra the last two seasons.
I hate saying this, and I know it drove you nuts when Bonte said it, but I'm going to say it too. You're only three games back in the lost
column.
Oh, God. Only three games back
in the
Clippers lost
column. Yeah, but the team behind you just got better. The Spurs.
We'll see. That's going to be adjustment period for him, too, and De'Aaron Fox. There's going to be adjustment level there.
I like their chances.
And by the way, Chris Paul is probably going to get moved, I would assume, now. Maybe he goes to the Lakers. I don't know.
Them moving Chris Paul when we weren't, we couldn't do it.
Rich is out in Livermore. Wow. He wants to join in the conversation before we get to Jerry Rice.
The more we talk about this team, the more depressed I get.
Well, we're going to talk to Jerry Rice.
We're in the Giants zone.
Hey, you need some goat fuel is what it sounds like.
I probably do.
We're going to be talking to Jerry on the other side.
I need a hug.
There you go. I'll give you one, buddy. Rich is in Livermore. What's going on, Rich? You're on with Spadoni and Shasky.
What's up, fellas? Double J's in the house, man.
Yes, sir.
Before I get to cooking,
what's up, Rich?
Welcome to the best show, radio show, period. Joe, welcome, baby.
I got massive shoes. I got massive shoes to fill, Rich. I appreciate you, man. No one loved Bonte more than I did, and he was a tremendous mentor of mine, man. Like, huge mentor of mine, and for me to get this opportunity, I'm very grateful and I'm excited. So thank you for saying that, Rich. What you got on the Warriors, though?
Absolutely. Hey, man, I'm getting cooking, man. Let me say, hey, while Joe was over there enjoying crab and I was sitting at home with my son, I even DM'd him like, what? Literally, multiple teams in the same division West just leapfrogged the Warriors, like legit overnight, right? Like, Dunleavy got to take his head out of his you-know-what and go make something happen, bro. Like, I don't care what it is, low risk, high risk. I mean, at this point, Go get Zion. Pair him up. That's going to help spread the floor. Adios, Draymond. We've been losing, winning, inconsistent with Draymond, with Kuminga. So it's like, what do you got to lose? Go make something, shake it up. It might be better off, dude. Like, you, at this point, you have to. If you don't, you're just pretty much showing that you're laying down. I mean, everyone just leapfrogged you. These teams just got dangerous. Lakers, it may take some time. I mean, the Mavs are already playing without Luka for how long now, and they're still better than us. They still got a better record than us. So if you ask me, they got better than us again. So at this point, you got to go all in. You got to make something happen, and you got to make some moves, man. And another one, hey, Shafty, did you just see that your buddy on the Browns just requested a trade?
Miles Garrett? How you
feel about pairing
Miles Garrett requested? Is that serious?
I'm dead serious. Oh. I just seen it.
Yeah, I'm all in on that.
I see it right
all
now. I see it everywhere. We're going to get We'll get Jerry Rice's thoughts
all
on the other side, because I'm sure the GOAT has some thoughts on that. Jerry freaking Rice is joining us next. We'll talk about superstars. We'll talk
Three
about
twos.
Miles Garrett.
I'll do it yesterday.
I mean,
again, and Debo.
This is just a crazy day. This is an insane couple days of sports right now. And who better to talk to than the GOAT, Jerry Rice. And that's what's coming up next. Brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
California, and it's plain to see, can't change me, because I'm going to be a roaster for life.
Love you, Oreo Cookie. He was also a pre-gamer. Joe Spadoni alongside Joe Shasky here. This is the Morning Roast, and just we got an incredible amount of content just to talk about over the weekend. Right now, we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice here in just a second. And don't forget, at some point after Jerry hops off with us, we will prompt you to call in with the keyword to win a spot in the knockout tournament. Make sure you are locked in and have that keyword ready. We're going to hit a sounder, and once we hit that, that's going to be your opportunity. I'm going to give out the number to call in with that keyword, be the first caller, and be at least 18 from California to qualify for your chance to play knockout at Chase Center. Joe Shasky.
You know, I'm looking at this goat fuel can right here, similar to the Notre Dame helmet, where it's got flecks of and specks of gold on it. This is a gold goat fuel sports energy drink, Jerry Rice edition. This thing,
sick.
I don't even want to open it because it looks so cool. Like, you've got to go out and get yourself some of these.
You know, and we're going to be joined by Jerry Rice here on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands and Lathrop. And Jerry, the Go Fuel Sports Energy launched the Jerry Rice limited edition can as we're holding right now on Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday, January 29th. So this is new and
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Exclusive, baby, and it's ours, and it's beautiful, it's awesome, and this is part of a broader campaign by Goat Fuel, creating unique collectible cans that pay tribute to goats, greatest of all time from various sports, including the Ali can, which launched in 2024. By the way, did you know this? There's a meet and greet tomorrow at Safeway at 3970 Rivermark Plaza in Santa Clara, 95054 from 12:30 to 2 p.m. Hey, Jerry's going to be signing some of these Goat Fuel cans.
No way.
He's going to be signing these cans tomorrow. No other items are going to be signed. No NFL memorabilia, none of that. No. You get a can, you get it signed. All right? And limit one can per customer. And first 200 fans there are going to get those signed. Jerry, can't thank you enough for joining us here. And we're excited, man, about the Goat Fuel, about all the trades. Miles Garrett wants to get traded. Luka Doncic is a Laker. What's going on, man?
What's up, faithfuls? What's happening? Hey, man, look, I'm so looking forward to, you know, seeing the faithfuls tomorrow at Safeway and, you know, just giving some love back to the fans, you know, thanking them for supporting Goat Fuel over the years. And, man, this can, I couldn't believe when they actually sent me this. This can is special. And, you know, another thing, too, they got so many of my records on the back. And we got other legends. We got other dogs, man. And you know, I never look at myself like this, but, man, this is amazing. We got other legends coming on board that we're going to put them on the can, too. So, you know, Ali started everything because we know Ali is the greatest of all time, and you know, so I'm excited about meeting the fans tomorrow.
Yeah, and this can is super awesome. But Jerry, like, you're a sports fan like all of us. I mean, I know you love basketball, I know you love baseball, football, so you love it all. You saw the trade Saturday night, and like all of us, I didn't think it was real. I couldn't believe it. I thought my little cousin was messing with me. What went through your head when you saw Luka Doncic is going to the Lakers and Anthony Davis is going to the Mavs?
It felt like the world was getting ready to come to an end, man. I'm serious. I'm like, what the F? What is going on here? Nobody saw this happening. This might be the biggest trade of the NBA ever. And, you know, with LeBron James and Luka coming, you know, Luka is going to be the face of the Lakers for a long, long time. This is a very, very young kid. Now, you can flip this over because there had to be something going on in Dallas. Something was not going as smoothly in the locker room or whatever, and they decided to make this move.
Jerry,
but I think it's great for the Lakers, though.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you there. Like, you are known and are still known as one of the best conditioned athletes of all time. It's a very short list of players like yourself. Steph Curry, I would put, is similar to you. Like, he really cares about his body and maintenance. LeBron, right, the same thing. When you see all of the criticisms about Luka Doncic and his conditioning and all that stuff, as a former, you know, you still are an athlete, but as a former top level conditioned athlete, what are your thoughts when you look at a young man like Luka, who has the world ahead of him and just can't get his body right?
Well, you know what, man? It tells me that, you know what? This guy, he's so good, and he's not pouring that time into his conditioning and all of that. Think about if he did that too. you know, he might be on a whole different planet. And it's unfortunate, you know, that that reputation is with him in Dallas, and hopefully he can change that when he, you know, comes to L.A. and get on a regiment, you know, get in top shape, be that, you know, perfect role model where, you know, you're doing it on the court, you're doing it off the court, you know, and you're pouring time and putting time into your conditioning.
No, it's a good point. And, Jerry, that brings me to this other question here, and Chasky mentioned it. You got a guy like LeBron, who I liken to you, right? The best at your sports, but the longevity factor, having that time spent on the rehabilitation, the ice baths, all of that, the cardio, all the work you guys put in the offseason, all the money and time you spent investing that, like, how do you approach it as a teammate like LeBron now? When Luka comes in the locker room, it's like, hey, man, we got to get to work. Like, how would you approach Luka Doncic the moment he gets in the locker room and gets ready for training?
You know what?
Yeah, what are you doing?
He got the perfect guy right in front of him. He doesn't have to say anything. If he latches on to LeBron, then I think he's going to, you know, start, you know, working out more, putting more into it. And I was always one of those guys. I felt like you led by example. And I think LeBron is the perfect role model. And I think Luka just got to buy in. If he does that, it's no telling where his game can go to.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you saw this, but Myles Garrett, the great defensive end for the Cleveland Browns, put out on social media, he wants a trade. Wow. He wants out of Cleveland. And to me, this is a guy that I would love to have in the red and gold. I mean, Jerry, Myles Garrett, you do that deal, right, if you're the 49ers?
Man, that's a dog. That's a dog. Hey, that's a no-brainer. If you can get that dog, man, you go get him, because it's only going to add to that defense. And you win championships with defense, man. I don't care how potent your offense is and how many points you're putting up. You got to be able to stop the opponent, and he would be a great part to doing that.
Jerry Rice joining us here on the Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky on the River Islands guest line as well. And Jerry, it's crazy. We've been talking about the NBA nonstop, obviously, and it's the NBA trade deadline this week. It's also the week of the Super Bowl. We haven't even brought that up
yet.
Really. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and there's a lot of storylines to be had here.
Oh,
right?
I hate the Chiefs.
I know.
I'm pissed.
And you know what, though, guys? Hey, you got to give them their props, man.
I know.
You got to give them their props. And I guess, God, you know what? This reminds me a little bit of Kendrick Lamar. He said, if you didn't come for the chili, why are you here? Or something like that in that song. So if Philadelphia is not coming for that Super Bowl and winning it, they shouldn't even show up. They better be focused. They better be ready, and they better be ready to go, because they're going up against you know, one of the best teams ever, with Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, and those weapons that they have in that defense. You know, they believe that they can win another Super Bowl, which will be a three-peat. But then you look at Saquon Barkley, what he done brought to that offense. It's just ridiculous, because now Jalen Hurts doesn't feel like he has to do it all on his own, because you can hand that ball off, and you know that Saquon is going to get it done. Then, offensive-wise, you know, you got those other receivers, that playmakers to make things happen. But it's going to come down to that defense being very smart, being very smart. They can't blow assignments, and they can't just let KC just hang around. If you're going to take it, you hit them right in the mouth, in the throat, choke them out, and take it. You can't let them hang around.
It's a good point, Jerry. I didn't mean to cut you off there either. And Jerry Rice joining us here on the Morning Roast. And, you know, I think back to that last Super Bowl matchup between these two teams, and Jalen Hurts, the one mistake he made, that was the one that cost him. Dropped the ball, fumble recovery by Nick Bolton, touchdown. And Jalen was sensational in that game. But no one remembers that. They remember the dropped ball, he fumbled it, and that was it.
Yeah. I was watching that, man. And, you know, he was just trying to make a play, but as a quarterback, you got to be more protective of the football. And you can't make mistakes against KC. You just cannot do it. And that brings back bad memories of the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. We made so many bad mistakes during that ball game, and it ended up costing us. And we ended up losing that game.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because Deebo Samuel later on this year said something to the effect that, like, hey, losing the Super Bowl put him in a state of depression. In fact, we have the sound right here. Listen to this, and I want to ask you a question. I know you lost one with the Raiders, and so I want your perspective on this. Listen to what Deebo said earlier this year.
Losing a Super Bowl, bro, like, it puts you in depression. Like, bro, like, I don't think, like, bro, you go months without, like, talking to people, want to be seen. Like, bro, when I lost the Super Bowl, bro, I stayed in Vegas and hopped on a, like, I got on a Sprinter to go back home. Like, by myself, 7 hours just on there. Like, bro, like, losing Super Bowl, like, that's one of the worst feelings, like, ever. Just think about it. Like, think about it in our position. Like, bro, we just went through camp. We just went through the whole season. We got here. We lose. Now you back to work in 3 weeks. And you about to do it all over again. So it's just like, God, like, bro, losing Super Bowl crazy. I lost Super Bowl twice to the same team.
What do you think when you hear that, Jerry?
That's tough, man, because I remember when I went with the Raiders and I lost. It's hard because you pour everything into it, and all the hard work, the dedication, trying to win for the fans and doing all that, all the pressure behind that comes down to one game. Then you end up losing that game, and it never left me. It's still here today. And that's part of it. And you just got to know when you get that opportunity, you better take advantage of it, because you might not get it again, or you know it could happen to you all over again. And I understand exactly what he's going through, because I remember losing that game, going back to my room, and I was crying like a baby on the bed. Then I had to become more of a professional, go downstairs and interact with my family and my fans and stuff like that. It teaches you different things, but it's so much better on the winning side, because nobody is going to remember that team that comes in second. It's all about holding that trophy up over your head, and it's okay. It's okay for it to hurt him right now, and maybe that's going to make him, you know, more hungry, and next time he realizes, when I get the opportunity, I got to impact the game, and also I got to win for my team and the fans.
It's crazy. It's just a year ago, right? Coming up on a year, and it feels just like yesterday. And
yeah, it's like a dark cloud. It's a dark cloud.
It's a dark cloud. We've heard that a lot in regards to the Warriors too. speaking of dark clouds, this guy's a dark cloud above every other franchise in the NFL. Since Patrick Mahomes. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. I'm actually a little happy this weekend, because he is a big Dallas Mavericks fan, so he's a little pissed off that Luka Doncic is now a Laker. Maybe that's a good thing or a bad thing for the Eagles. We'll see. But Patrick Mahomes is going for his fourth Super Bowl. He's going for a three-peat, Jerry. A three-peat. Yeah. Never been done in the Super Bowl era. What would this mean? Would this mean this is the greatest team we've ever seen if they pull this off?
Well, you got to give them props, I keep going back to the different eras of football, guys. That plays a very important part, and I don't want to take anything away from KC. You know, to have the opportunity to three-peat, and if they should do it, I'll be the first one to congratulate them. But it's a whole different era of football now.
Jerry, when you're looking at, like, what you guys did, and I think about that 1990 NFC Championship game, January 91, Joe rolling out, getting whacked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to watch. And then you guys have the lead, obviously the Roger fumble, you know, and I'm glad that people have gotten over it. You know, it's tough. And Matt Barr kicking that field goal as time expires. Take me through that locker room after having an opportunity to three-peat and losing on the doorstep of the Super Bowl. What was that like? And then obviously Joe was hurt. It's like really his last big moment as a Niner.
Well, it's still about one heartbeat. We don't point any fingers or anything like that. We try to pick each other up, but we realize that you know, the devastation of that loss. We know, but somehow you still band together and try to stay positive, and that's something that's going to haunt me for the rest of my life also. And guys, memories like that, you don't forget. You don't forget and stuff like that. So it's like when you have the opportunity, you got to be able to, you know, put a team away completely.
Yeah.
And we didn't finish that game like we wanted to finish it. It ended up costing us in the end. And that's what I'm saying about Philly right now. If Philly won it, they better go get it. And they better try to, you know, really put a lot of points on the board, blow this game out, and not let KC just stick around and stay close.
Talking to Jerry Rice here on the River Islands guest line. And Jerry, I want to get your thoughts on the week leading up to, you know, the Super Bowl and stuff like that. But I also want to get into the quarterback, because obviously there's Patrick Mahomes on one side, there's Jalen Hurts on the other. It's the most important position in all of team sports is the quarterback. If you don't have one, you're not going anywhere. I mean, you were lucky enough to play with three different MVP quarterbacks.
Crazy.
Right? You know better than anyone else. If you don't have a quarterback, you're not going anywhere. The Niners feel like they have their quarterback in Brock Purdy. Now, we've seen how they've done deals in the past, and last year, and it hasn't been about the quarterback, but Brandon Ayuk, we saw it linger, right? Didn't go well for Brandon last year. We saw it, yeah. Trent Williams. The contract lingered. We've seen it in the past, Debo, Nick Bosa, et cetera, et cetera. Is it more imperative now more than ever for the 49ers to get this deal done with Brock Purdy sooner rather than later?
They need to get it done now. They don't want any distractions this year. You know, I think they learned their lesson from last year. The best thing, if you feel like Brock Purdy is the quarterback of the Niners, get it done. You know, don't let it linger into training camp and all of that. So my thing is, though, but you got to be sure. You got to be positive. You cannot make a mistake like that if you don't feel like this guy is completely what you need. Because if you do that, there's no coming back from that. I believe from just watching him, I believe he is the guy. I believe he can, you know, he done taken us to the Super Bowls, and he has, you know, well, he has taken us to the Super Bowl and done all of those things. And now the 49ers just got to make sure they get this done before training camp.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think all Niner fans are with you. Like, they want to see this guy in red and gold for a long time. You know, watching Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes the last couple of years, it's tough because I'm watching like a version of what the Niners used to be, where like situationally it's 3rd and 5, it's 3rd and 7, and it's like, not only is one guy open, like two or three guys are wide open.
Yeah,
and it feels like time and time again, they get Mahomes on the move, and either he can hold it and run for a first down, or Kelce sits down and bang, he throws it to him, or here's Xavier Worthy making plays. I'm watching Andy Reid, and I'm watching Patrick Mahomes, and I feel like I'm watching this generation's Montana and Walsh, with no disrespect.
Yeah, you hit it right on the nose. Yeah, I mean, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. That's it. And these two guys, man, they are hard to stop because of the creativity of the play selection and all of that. You know, Worthy, Kelce, all these guys are getting one-on-ones. And plus these defensive backs, man, they're playing these guys like 5 yards off. If you are a receiver and you cannot get open on off coverage, 5 yards, you don't deserve to be on the football field. Then when you got a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes that's not going to hold the ball long, because if he sees this one-on-one, he's going to get rid of the ball. So that's going to frustrate the defensive line because they can't get to Patrick Mahomes to hit him. Mm. So I want to see hard bump and run up in their face and say, hey, look, you know, if you're going to beat us, you're going to have You can take it like this. You can take your medicine like, okay, is it going to be a quick death or is it going to be a slow death? Pick which one you want. Yeah. Which one you want. Because I'd rather see them get up, challenge them, man to man, hard bump and run, and get to Patrick Mahomes.
No, that's the teams that have success, success, right? You think of Tampa, you know, in that Super Bowl. And Tom Brady at home in the Super Bowl was an underdog against that Kansas City Chiefs team. They didn't have their tackles, and what'd they do? Dominated the trenches, and Mahomes didn't have a chance in that one. Real quick, Jerry, before we let you go, and we appreciate the time. You've been amazing for us right here. This Go Fuel, I'm going to have it as soon as you
hop off. Let's go, baby.
I need one right now. The biggest drops, right? We remember wide receivers. We remember players players in general a lot of the times for what they didn't do. Mark Andrews had a huge drop. Dalton Kincaid had a big drop. How are you feeling after that as a receiver, right? You know, Josh Allen did all he could. Lamar Jackson did all he could to put their teams in position to win. And you come up with a drop like that.
It comes down to that one play. You can't have it.
Yeah.
I mean, you have done this over and over. When your number is called, you got to make that play. You got to make that play because I think that play would have sent it into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And you have done it over and over during practice, over and over during practice. And I always look forward to my number being called because I knew I could make that play because I had done it over and over again. And I think it was just a little lack of concentration and he dropped the ball.
Do you remember your biggest drops as opposed to your biggest catches?
I remember all my drops. I remember all my drops, all those things, because it's like, you know, something factored into that. And I didn't like dropping footballs or anything like that. And I always tried to make corrections. But I practiced a certain way that was always, you know, it, like a game situation where I knew in a ball game that I could make that winning catch.
Jerry, I hate to ask you this so directly. Did you or did you not fumble that ball on the final drive of the wild card game against the Green Bay Packers before there was replay?
No, that was not a fumble. That was not a fumble.
Not at all. Please come on again.
The funny thing is a lot of Green Bay Packers and stuff like that, they like when I'm going around and I'm talking to different companies, they ask me that. And I'm like, no, man, that's not a fumble at all. Come on, be for real.
Oh, God, I love you. I love you, Jerry.
You're the best, Jerry.
Jerry will be signing cans for the first 200 fans tomorrow in attendance at Rivermark Plaza, Santa Clara, the Safeway there.
Very cool.
Again, buy some Goat Fuel, one can per customer. He will be signing the Goat Fuel cans only, people. Don't be bringing your babies. Don't be bringing your little kids. He's not going to be signing them with Sharpies, all right? The Goat Fuel cans.
Hey, one more for you guys. Kendrick Lamar. And then how did he say that? Oh, you say you're bigger than me. Someone got to do it.
Jerry, I didn't know you were so in on your pop culture.
Hey, man, listen.
Not like us. Not like
us. I love it.
Jerry Rice is not like us.
Are you going to the Super Bowl, Jerry? Are you going to be down there?
No, I'm going to be working around the Bay Area.
Nice.
So I'm going to watch it from here.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, we appreciate it, man. Appreciate your time. Enjoy this chaos of the NBA trade deadline and the Super Bowl, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, Ghost. Have a good one.
See you, bro.
All right, there you go, man. That's Jerry freaking Rice. Go get your Goat Fuel cans today, baby. I do want this. You know, you always see when people are doing their Zooms or Adam Schefter or everyone, they always have like their special like memorabilia in the background. I want this front and center, this Goat Can Fuel. I want that in the back. And, you know, Jerry, you know, bringing it up there, I thought it was very fascinating. You got to get this deal done now with Brock Purdy. We'll get back into the Warriors and everything else, but they better get this deal done now.
Speaking of deals, the deal they need to get done is go get Myles Garrett.
Are you kidding me?
If Myles Garrett he's requesting a trade, you've got to get in on it. Like, this is the guy. Do I want to surrender the 11th pick? No. But if that's what it's going to take, then you got to do it. This is a player who is plug and play. You would have two in their prime, all pro defensive ends. Who are you double teaming? This changes your front seven systematically. And this goes back to being able to afford, and this is why the Brock Purdy contract is so important. Every $5 million that you don't give him, you can afford the extra $5 million for a guy like Myles Garrett. This team he's got more holes in a flute right now, and they need to be able to shore things up. And if I put, you know, what was that old commercial? Just slap it on there. Come on, what was the one?
Oh, Flex Seal.
Flex Seal. Myles Garrett isn't Flex Seal. He's a brand new boat. I mean, like this guy... You would get the best season out of both him and Nick Bosa, if you paired them up together. Multiple picks, get this thing going. If it costs you a player on offense, so be it. You have to be in on Myles Garrett. And here's the difference between the Warriors and the Niners. The Niners have proven to me year after year after year, they will not only make the call, they'll give them one of the most aggressive offers in the league.
There it is. That's the sounder. Be the first caller to call in with the key word at the number 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652 with the key word, and you will win a spot in our knockout contest at Chase Center Monday, March 3rd. You must be 18 and a California resident. Next time, you got another chance to win. That's going to be at noon on Steiny and Guru. And again, keep listening all week long. Every single show is going to give you an opportunity to win. But back to Myles Garrett. You can get that guy. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a DPOY. He is everything you've needed alongside Nick Bosa. I'm tired of this Band-Aid that they're trying to do on this defensive line. They don't have anyone else that I could trust outside of Nick Bosa. And even Nick Bosa, you saw it. If he's just the one guy, you could scheme around that. You could chip him. He's going to get tired. He's going to get winded. Like, having a Myles Garrett there will not only unlock that defensive line, but it's going to unlock even more from Nick Bosa, because you just think of the ways to win in the NFL. And Jerry brought this up. You got to hit Patrick Mahomes. The Eagles are going to try to hit and out-physical them this weekend.
Jalen Carter, the reason why the Eagles are in the Super Bowl is because of someone as good as Jalen Carter. Relentless pursuit. He has been unbelievable. Why did the Niners go to the Super Bowl in 2019? Because they had a dominant defensive line.
The Eagles lost his